This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free to join us right here on the radio waves. Our number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything. That's the point of the show. We've got Skype as well, where you may Skype into us at Skype username lrn.fm. You do need to send a contact request on Skype first. That's okay. Only takes a moment. As soon as we spot it, we'll approve it, and you'll be good to go from that point forward. With you tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
Coming up, Mark, you want to talk about rape culture.
Yes, I do.
You've been wanting to talk about this for a while now.
Yes, I have.
And we just haven't gotten around to it yet, so hopefully we'll get into that here. But there's also some pretty big news about the CIA and their fight with WikiLeaks. Now, I actually had this headline a few days ago, and it was just more of a general story about how the CIA boss man, his name is apparently Mike Pompeo or Michael Pompeo. He has been throwing out some barbs against WikiLeaks. The story from TheHill.com.
You know what? So before you go on, we're told in marketing that if you've got a problem with another organization, never punch down, right?
Mm-hmm.
You always punch up. Now, what that means is that you go after the people that are bigger than you, not smaller than you. That
right.
It looks petty and pathetic to punch down.
Well, maybe they're punching up here. Maybe WikiLeaks is bigger than the CIA.
Well, it's ridiculous, but okay.
I mean, they don't have a bigger budget, but they certainly do more for humanity.
Maybe CIA could send out assassins and kill everybody in WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks would never do that.
Yeah.
No, there's no way to claim, like, logically, that WikiLeaks is bigger than the CIA, except that maybe more people like them.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah. That's not it.
They're more useful.
Yeah.
They're helping people.
People liking you is really of no value. That's
so when you say big, you mean
Facebook generation bullcrap.
When you say big, you mean they can kill you?
Well, isn't that what big means?
Big
means they can change your life.
Okay. WikiLeaks changed people's lives.
It changed the CIA's lives,
mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, the CIA looks stupid.
Yeah, absolutely.
They look pathetic.
Let me give you a quote. Quote, it's time to call out WikiLeaks. This is Mike Pompeo, CIA director. For what it really is, a non-state hostile intelligence service, often abetted by state actors like Russia, said Pompeo. He continued, saying, Assange is a narcissist.
I wonder if the CIA has ever, or any U.S. intelligence agency, has ever used WikiLeaks to, leak documents on some other foreign government.
Assange is a narcissist who has created nothing of value, said the former Republican congressman.
I find it of value. He may very well be a narcissist. I don't know. I mean, I'm not a professional psychologist, but then again, neither is this guy.
He says he, quote, relies on the dirty work of others to make himself famous. He is a fraud, a coward hiding behind a screen.
A coward hiding behind a screen. I'm pretty sure since we know his name, he's not a coward hiding behind a screen.
Right, and he's not hiding either.
I've heard of Julian Assange a lot more than I've heard of Mike Pompeo.
Right.
Not to say that he's hiding either. Just, it's kind of ridiculous to say he's hiding behind a screen.
I'm pretty sure that if Assange isn't hiding in any way, shape, or form, everyone in the world who's been paying attention to international news headlines knows exactly where Julian Assange is. He is the least hidden man, probably one of the least hidden men in the world today. He's currently and has been for, 5 years now?
Yeah.
4 or 5 years, something like that?
Nope, it's been a long time.
He's been holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. That's where Julian Assange is. He frequently will step out on the balcony and address people. And, he's
got nothing better to do.
It's pretty
Can't
clear
leave.
Where it is that he's staying. Anyway, he's not hiding. WikiLeaks was quick to respond, sending out a series of messages on Twitter claiming that Pompeo vowed to silence the organization over its purported disclosures of CIA hacking tools and using his remarks to promote an op-ed written by Assange in the Washington Post. But Glenn Greenwald says that apparently Pompeo has explicitly now threatened speech and press freedoms in a piece over at TheIntercept.com. Now, for those that don't recall, Glenn Greenwald's the guy who broke the Edward Snowden story wide.
Yeah. So he called WikiLeaks a non-state foreign intelligence service.
Let me get the actual quote here. It is a, he said, non-state hostile intelligence service.
So what is the difference between, because what WikiLeaks would claim to be is the press. A press agency. What is the difference between the press and a non-state hostile intelligence agency? I don't know. I mean, if we're going to use terminology like this, because language is important, right? I mean, that's the reason that the government uses it the way that it does. Because I haven't been able to distinguish between WikiLeaks and a press agency. Now, certainly some press agencies choose not to reveal some things.
Right.
WikiLeaks doesn't have that filter. They do choose what and when to share, but they have a sort of a different filter on what they're going to share and how. I'm not sure that makes them anything, really.
Well, it's clear that they're special compared to a lot of the rest of the press, because much of the press is, let's just say, obedient to the government. They're,
apparently, you'll get called a hostile intelligence agency if you're not.
So, I mean, there are some people out there in the media, and especially the media that's not, like, based in a specific location. So, like, RT is based originally from Russia, and so they're really good at calling out the U.S. government. But people who are in a specific town aren't so good at calling out the town governments. State media isn't so good at calling out
state media.
Sure,
they're afraid of getting pulled over by the cops or whatever.
Yeah, or whatever. Or having their license pulled or targeted by code enforcement or not getting the sheriff to come back and do an interview. There's all these pressures that governments at different levels can put on media, both mega corporate and independent,
that
to
they
silence
do put on media, yes,
to silence dissent, to silence questions, to stop those questions from even coming out in the first place. And so that's why WikiLeaks is different. First of all, they're not based anywhere in particular, so they don't have those roots in the ground that they have to worry about being cut by some government agent. They are a little more anonymous, but they also have really shocking works, interesting information that they're putting out there, and they're not worried about their reputation. This is their reputation.
Right.
This is what they do, and they do it very, very well. And that's why the CIA is taking the time to even address them. As you said, it's a mistake on their part, but clearly somebody's butthurt about WikiLeaks.
That's what is happening, yeah. That's what it seems pretty obvious, that somebody's angry. Well, they said something we don't like.
Well, in this case, the CIA is mad because their programs have been revealed. Their hacking tools have been put out there for the world. All of the details have come out about those, and there's still more to come, apparently. Remember WikiLeaks, when they released this Vault 7, I believe is what they called it?
Mm-hmm.
They said it was 1% of all the information they had, so we probably have a bunch more releases still to come here in 2017 and maybe beyond that about this Vault 7. And so what other revelations are coming about the CIA that we don't have any idea right now? It's very interesting, and we'll continue to bring it to you here. But in related news here, The Intercept has a story that in February, after Donald Trump tweeted that the U.S. media were the, quote, enemy of the people, unquote, the targets of his insult exploded with indignation.
Yeah.
Devoting wall-to-wall media coverage to what they depicted.
They seem really grumpy about it. And I think that they're trying to look at themselves. The media, in many cases, different media organizations are attempting to look at themselves and see where they fall short and that sort of thing. But they don't like the critique.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty clear that they're going after Trump. Now, frankly, as far as I'm concerned, good. And I want him gone after, but I think that it's transparent to some extent.
Well, if it takes some saber rattling on the part of the government to get some of the domestic media to toughen up a bit, I think that's a good thing, ultimately. If indeed they are assessing their own relevance, they're assessing their own courage, it's a good time to do it, is sooner rather than later. But let's get into what Greenwald has to say, because I suspect he's not going to be so nice to the media here either, in addition to the CIA. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. You can join us, and you can take control of the airwaves. Coming up, we got rape culture, we got Alex Jones, not necessarily together. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free and bring up what you want. to control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We do have Skype. And the Skype username is lrn.fm. Coming up, the CIA director, Mike Pompeo, threatening freedom of speech and press freedoms. We'll get into that story from Glenn Greenwald at The Intercept. Coming up here, your calls and thoughts are welcome. Also, Mark, tell me about MyPillow.
Well, it's frankly, I'm not sleeping without MyPillow unless I absolutely have to. It is a really great product. Not only does it hold your head and neck in the right position to help avoid, you know, headaches, neck pain, and being tired during the day, but also you can wash it. So you might have a pillow that holds you in the right position, but it's probably disgusting. And that is why I switched to MyPillow. Just go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL to get your MyPillow at half price or a second pillow free of charge. And remember, if you don't like it, in the first 60 days, you get your money back. And the pillow itself is guaranteed to last 10 years. It's MyPillow.com, coupon code FTL.
Let's go to Liberty Lover in Ohio on Skype. Go ahead, Liberty Lover. Hello.
Oh, sorry about that.
Hey.
My microphone was muted.
Sorry.
I noticed a poll had come out a few days ago. I just read a news article on it, and it was kind of surprising to me. Apparently, Bernie Sanders is the most popular politician in America with a 75% approval rating. Now,
gross.
You and I know, you and I see him as a kook, but I want to know, why do you think people like him so much? Why do you think the average person really, really likes Bernie
Sanders?
Who
doesn't want free stuff?
They see dedication. They see integrity. You know, that Bernie Sanders doesn't compromise his position from their standpoint, right? I believe you can show that on a regular basis that he does. But, I mean, you know, they essentially, he's their Ron Paul. You know, he's a guy who's been around for a long time. He's paid his dues. He hasn't buckled under the pressure like they, you know, from their point of view. I mean, I can show that, say, the F-35 program, Sanders was all for spending $1 trillion on some, you know, big waste war machine it's just a big waste of money.
Yeah, it's not hard to find hypocrisy, right?
Especially for him. I mean, you know, those people had things to say about Ron Paul, too. But I say basically he's just their Ron Paul.
I noticed that as well. 4 years ago, well, 5 years now, it seemed like all of the younger individuals supported Ron Paul. But then fast forward 4 years later, and all of a sudden it seems like all of the younger people changed positions and supported Bernie Sanders.
Does it seem like that, or do you actually know? Hold on, do you actually know young people who supported Ron Paul, who then went ahead and supported Bernie Sanders? Or are you just speaking from a wide perspective of, look at all these percentages of young people?
I'm speaking, yes, that is how I'm seeing it, because I'm looking at, yes.
Yeah, and, so I mean, that's, you can't say somebody's changed, right? Because if they've, you know, hopefully if they were into Ron Paul, they learned a thing or two about freedom and they wouldn't embrace Bernie Sanders. But I'm sure there are some people.
All the Ron Paul voters are just refusing to vote now because they've been tricked by communist propaganda that voting is somehow immoral. I'm talking about stuff that came from as far back as the Quakers in the mid-1800s. And they refuse to debate these subjects. They can't stand on logic when they do it, but they're like, oh yeah, freedom and stuff, we'll get it by talking on Facebook.
Yeah, I think I know one of the reasons for that. There's this very common misunderstanding that your vote doesn't count.
Well,
that is a very common
perspective. It doesn't matter. It might count, but it doesn't matter.
It really depends on where you live, I suppose. I guess somebody that embraces our beliefs would have a hard time breaking through in, like, California, for example. But I'm not necessarily sure about other states like New Hampshire, which seems to have a very large libertarian movement, whether anybody could ever break through there.
Generally, the people that refuse to vote also refuse to do much else. And so moving to New Hampshire is completely off the table for them. And it'll, you know, and I can understand being dejected about voting if you don't live in New Hampshire. I get it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But the claim that it is immoral is completely different than the claim that it doesn't matter and it doesn't count.
Right.
Voting is a mathematically insignificant act, whether you live in New Hampshire or not. My vote has counted on two occasions. I should say my vote has mattered on two occasions. But I voted a lot of times, and it's not like, you know, it's not like I'm correct very often.
What occasions were those, if you don't mind sharing?
Sure. There are two town meetings that I happened to go to, and they were voting on large spending items. They vote separately on large spending items. I think it's about $30,000 or $50,000.
That's wasteful.
In this case, they needed the town needs the things that they were voting on. There's no doubt about it. It's just that I don't think the town should be the ones handling those things. So it becomes a very difficult situation. I, as a principal libertarian, I'm not going to vote to take money from people to spend it on things that they may not use as much as other people would use. In one case, it was a road truck to, you know, repair potholes and plow the road and those sorts of things, and I think it was $350,000. I missed that vote. I wasn't there. And it passed by one vote. On another occasion, I believe it was, I can't remember exactly what the item was. The item was another large spending item. It might have had to do with the roads again. Might have been a truck. And it was a bridge.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, and it failed by one vote. I was there, I voted, and it failed by one vote. So I have I've been on both sides of it. I have failed to vote, and it passed by a vote. And I have voted, and it failed by a vote.
Do you hold elected office?
Me?
Sounds like you do.
I do hold an elected office, but it doesn't have anything to do with voting in town meeting. Town meetings are a quintessential New England experience where all the people get together and decide how to fleece each other for money.
Not all people, only the most politically active people.
They're welcome. You know, they're usually about a quarter of the town will show.
Is that right? There's, what, 1,500 people in that town?
Something like that.
That's impressive.
Does that fill up the town hall? I mean, a quarter?
It's not a town hall. It's they go to the school.
Does it fill up the
size?
Hey, thanks, Liberty Lover. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate that. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, I mean, here in New Hampshire, the towns are, you know, tend to be very small in a lot of cases. You really can have a pretty big impact. There's a budget committee meeting here in the city of Keene for the school board where only usually about 100 people attend. So in theory, if we had enough liberty-minded people in this place, we'd be able to have a real impact. And we're getting that across New Hampshire. There's, you know, in pretty much any city, in the larger towns, smaller towns, there's usually somebody who's freedom-oriented. There's not enough people to overwhelm a town meeting or anything like that, although they're trying in Grafton.
They're just about there in Grafton.
And, of course, it hasn't gone well. They've created a lot of opposition as a result.
But that's a good thing, right?
Is it? They've told us that that ruins the movement. Some people have told us that.
Oh, yeah, people are always saying that. Yeah. The creating the opposition's good from the standpoint of the opposition because, my God, look, more people are involved in the political process. At the very, the statists in New Hampshire should fall
at the
feet of libertarians for getting their neighbors involved.
That's a good argument. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. If you want to contact us about anything that's on your mind, you can do that. Also, want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. It's the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. If you're buying Bitcoin, you can do that through Bitcoin.com. If you want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users, well, they've got a forum, and it's always open and censorship-free at forum.bitcoin.com. There are no bigger...
Can't say that about every other Bitcoin forum out there.
Definitely not. There are no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. And that's why Bitcoin.com is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games, and you can do that at games.bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. Again, Bitcoin.com. As we continue here with a story from The Intercept, Glenn Greenwald writing about the CIA director Michael Pompeo, who apparently explicitly vowed to target freedom of speech and the press in a blistering, threatening speech that he delivered to D.C. think tank Center for Strategic and International Studies recently.
Okay.
Now, what made Pompeo's overt threats of repression so palatable to many was that they were not directed at CNN, the New York Times, or other beloved in D.C. outlets, but rather at WikiLeaks, more marginalized publishers of information, and various leakers and whistleblowers, including Chelsea Manning and Edward Snowden. Trump's CIA director stood up.
We're going to stop Americans from telling the truth.
He stood up in public and explicitly threatened to target free speech rights and press freedoms. And it was almost impossible to find even a single U.S. mainstream journalist expressing objections or alarm, because the targets Pompeo chose in this instance are the ones they dislike, much in the way that many are willing to overlook or even sanction free speech repression if the targeted ideas or speakers are sufficiently unpopular. And we've seen that with government crackdowns on, let's say, hardcore pornography in the past decade.
Happens all the time. Yeah, as long as...
Who's going to defend Max Hardcore, right? The pornographer. He makes some disgusting porn.
Right. And it's disgusting stuff. But the fact is if there's freedom of the press, then there's freedom of the press. And if there's not, there's not.
Well, and that's the thing. The press, if they want to retain their press freedoms, they need to be concerned about press freedoms of other people in their business.
That's how it works.
Well, it's the way it should work, but unfortunately...
Well, then you don't have freedom of the press. I mean, the freedom of the press wants freedom of the press, but they're not going to get it unless they try to protect everybody's freedom of the press.
Yeah, you've got to defend the freedom of your competitor in order for you yourself to remain free. And I don't think a lot of them really understand that. Because we've seen so many different times where, whether it's somebody who's being targeted by the government for having sources. We've seen these stories over the last decade where a journalist will have a source that he's or she is trying to protect. And the government will put that journalist in a cage trying to get them to reveal who their source is. It's very rare that, it's not like the media is galvanizing around these
people. That, by the way, is exactly what freedom of the press was written for.
Mm-hmm.
Precisely that circumstance, to protect the source. And those things have just deteriorated in the United States. The average American will tell you that, they'll say things like us, Free Talk Live, you're just a bunch of haters. You just hate everything about the government. Hey, look, I didn't write this document. The people that founded the government wrote the document that said freedom of the press. What part of shall not be infringed don't you understand? The United States is at, 40th in the world as far as press freedom goes. That's pathetic. The land of the free and the home of the brave? Ha! We're not free because you're not brave, America!
Yep, that's true.
We're not free. Actually, we're not free because you're ignorant about what freedom means. You'd be brave, because Americans are anything but cowardly, that's for certain.
Given the right circumstances.
Yeah, they are brave. It's just that... They believe what they're taught by the government school system, right? What a surprise the organization that educates you gets deference in your mind. What a surprise the organization that you say a pledge to is the one you side with against the press. We're called the fourth column for a reason. The reason the press is called the fourth column is that there's three branches of government. The press is there as the fourth branch to hold them accountable. Your government isn't accountable to you unless you protect our freedoms to talk about it.
If you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. So decreeing with no evidence that WikiLeaks is, as we quoted earlier, a non-state hostile intelligence service often abetted by state actors like Russia, unquote. That was CIA Director Mike Pompeo who said that. A belief that has become gospel in establishment Democratic Party circles. Pompeo proclaimed that, quote, we have to recognize that we can no longer allow Assange and his colleagues the latitude to use free speech values against us.
So that's it.
We can no longer allow Assange and his colleagues the latitude to use free speech values against us. He also argued that while WikiLeaks, quote, pretended that America's First Amendment freedoms shield them from justice, but that they may have believed that, but they are wrong, he says.
It's crazy.
He then issued this remarkable threat, quote, to give them the space to crush us with misappropriated secrets is a perversion of what our great Constitution stands for. It ends now.
Wow. I've never heard anything quite like this.
Yeah, you didn't hear it in the media. You didn't hear it in the mainstream media.
I've got to say, I'm really kind of surprised that the media fell down this hard on this issue.
I mean, even this story here from The Hill, you know, that we started where I gave you a couple of these excerpts from it, they don't go over this. They covered the story that CIA attacking WikiLeaks, but they didn't give the whole story of what this guy said. So going on here, at no point did Pompeo specify what steps the CIA intended to take to ensure that the space to publish secrets ends now.
The CIA isn't the sort of organization that reveals that kind of information, right?
Before delving into the chilling implications of the CIA director's threats, let's take note of an incredibly revealing irony in what he said. This episode is worth examining because it perfectly illustrates the core fraud of U.S. propaganda. In vilifying WikiLeaks, Pompeo announced himself, quote, quite confident that had Assange been around in the 1930s and 40s and 50s, he would have found himself on the wrong side of history, unquote. His rationale?
Maybe he would have been called a communist in the Red Scare?
His rationale, quote, Assange and his ilk make common cause with dictators today, unquote. But the Mike Pompeo who accused Assange of making common cause with dictators is the very same Mike Pompeo who just 8 weeks ago placed one of the CIA's most cherished awards in the hands of one of the world's most savage tyrants.
Right. I mean, he says that, what's the quote about what WikiLeaks says with dictators?
That they make common cause.
Make common cause. The Americans, if you're not laughing your heads off right now, the director of the CIA just said that WikiLeaks makes common cause with dictators.
You're referring to how they've helped out dictators. And
I mean, do you want me to go down the laundry list of kings and dictators that the CIA has worked with throughout the last few decades? I mean, wow, what? This guy is threatening the freedom of the press and free speech and basically claiming that WikiLeaks does the things that the CIA does. What a hearty belly laugh. It wasn't so scary.
So this guy, Pompeo, went to, I don't know how you pronounce this, Riyadh, and literally embraced and honored the Saudi royal who is next in line to the throne. This nauseating event, widely covered by the international press, yet almost entirely ignored by U.S. media, was celebrated by the Saudi-owned outlet Al Arabiya. The Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Nayef bin Abdulaziz Al Saud, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of the Interior, received a medal from the CIA. The medal, named after George Tenet, was handed to him by CIA Director Michael Pompeo after the Crown Prince received him on Friday. Going on, the description of the award ceremony was first reported by the official Saudi press agency, which published photographs of it, and we'll tell you more about this Pompeo character and his attack on freedom of speech. You can join us here, 855-450-FREE, who will be targeted in addition to WikiLeaks, because you can bet it's not just going to be them. It's Free Talk Live. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free and join us here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 if you like Free Talk Live and you want to help support this program. You can do that by going and shopping with us at shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links you'll find there and Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. It's that simple. You know Amazon. They've got great deals already. It's just that when you go through their normal website, then Free Talk Live doesn't get anything. But if you go through our affiliate links at shop.freetalklive.com, you still have the normal Amazon experience you're used to, whether it's Amazon UK, Canada, or US. You're just a portion of the purchase goes to Free Talk Live. Now, you don't see anything about it when you check out. You just have to trust that it's working. As soon as you click on those links, there's a cookie that gets set once you arrive at the Amazon site. In fact, if you want to save yourself a step, once you click the link to, let's say, the U.S. Amazon from shop.freetalklive.com, and as soon as you arrive, that landing page, as they call it, the front page there of Amazon, as soon as you arrive, just bookmark that page. That's the URL that has our little tag information in it so that they know that we sent you there.
And you bookmark that, then you will always get credit.
That's right. And
please
so,
do that.
Yeah, it makes a big difference for us, and you get the same great deals that you're used to. So go to shop.freetalklive.com. Mike Pompeo is the new CIA director who has been apparently palling it up with some world dictators right before he accused WikiLeaks of being cozy with world dictators. And the Intercept.com article here from Glenn Greenwald gets into it. The Pompeo Saudi Award Ceremony, again, he gave an award to apparently the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Nayef bin Abdulaziz Al Saud, the Deputy Prime Minister and the Minister of the Interior. And according to the story here, The Saudi press agency wrote this. In a press statement following the reception, the Crown Prince expressed appreciation of the CIA for bestowing on him such a grace, laying assertion that this medal is a fruit of endeavors and instructions of the leaders of the kingdom, notably the custodian of the two holy mosques, King Salman bin Abdulaziz Al Saud, bravery of security men, and cooperation of all walks of the community to combat terrorism. Unquote. Then there's the venue Pompeo chose, the Center for Strategic and International Studies, CSIS. As the New York Times reported in 2014, CSIS, like so many of D.C.'s most prestigious think tanks, is itself funded by dictators. In particular, the UAE has become a major supporter of the group, having quietly provided a donation of more than $1 million to help build the center's gleaming new glass and steel headquarters not far from the White House. Other CSIS donors include the regimes of Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Kazakhstan. In return, UAE officials are treated like...
Turkey had an elected leader.
I have no idea.
Okay.
UAE officials are treated like great statesmen as a result at CSIS. This is all independent of the fact that Pompeo's boss, President Donald Trump, just hosted at the White House and lavished praise on one of the world's most repressive tyrants, Egyptian leader Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. And the government of which Pompeo is a part sends arms, money, and all other kinds of support to dictators across the planet. So how could Mike Pompeo, fresh off embracing and honoring Saudi tyrants, standing in a building funded by the world's most repressive regimes, headed by an agency that for decades supported despots and death squads, possibly maintain a straight face as he accuses others of, quote, making common cause
right. The CIA accusing people of making common cause with dictators. It's really a laughable thing to say, frankly.
How does this oozing, glaring, obvious act of projection not immediately trigger fits of scornful laughter from U.S. journalists and policymakers?
Well, U.S. journalists just don't know.
The reason is because this is a central and longstanding propaganda tactic of the U.S. government, aided by media that largely ignores it. They predicate their foreign policy and projection of power on hugging, supporting, and propping up the world's worst tyrants, all while heralding themselves as defenders of freedom and democracy and castigating their enemies as the real supporters of the dictators.
It's the most despicable form of hypocrisy.
Try to find mainstream media accounts in the U.S. of Pompeo's trip to Riyadh and bestowing top CIA honor on the Saudi despot. It's easy to find accounts of this episode in international outlets, but very difficult to find ones from CNN or the Washington Post.
They're too busy reporting on important things.
Or try to find instances where mainstream media figures point out what should be the unbearable irony of listening to the same U.S. government officials accuse others of supporting dictators while nobody does more to prop up tyrants than themselves. This is the dictatorship embracing reality of the U.S. government that remains largely hidden from its population. That's why Donald Trump's CIA director, of all people, can stand in a dictator-funded think tank in the middle of Washington, having just recovered from his jet lag in flying to pay homage to Saudi tyrants, and vilify WikiLeaks and its ilk of making common cause with dictators, all without the U.S. media taking note of the intense inanity of it. But it is Pompeo's threatening language about free speech and press freedoms that ought to be causing serious alarm for journalists.
Yeah, that's what scares me the most, indeed.
Regardless of what one thinks of WikiLeaks.
I expect the CIA director to be a liar and a hypocrite. I expect that from, frankly, every politician and a high-level bureaucrat. Those are things that I expect. When he gets out there and he rails against freedom of the press, like he did, and threatens to shut it down, like he did, and the press in the United States doesn't say anything about it, I'm left with my mouth agape.
Even more extreme than the explicit attacks in his prepared remarks is what the CIA director said in the question and answer session that followed. He was asked about WikiLeaks by an unidentified questioner who queried of, quote, the need to limit the lateral movements, such as by using our First Amendment rights. How do you plan to accomplish that? He asked. This is what Pompeo said in response, quote, a little less constitutional law and a lot more of a philosophical understanding. Julian Assange has no First Amendment privileges. Hold on, let me just stop him there.
Yeah, he does.
The First Amendment does not only apply to people that live in the United States. It does not only apply to U.S. citizens. the Bill of Rights is supposed to be a set of rules that the government of the United States respects with all human beings.
That's correct.
So he's wrong in the first sentence. Let me go on.
He's not a constitutional attorney, though.
He goes on. He says, he's not a U.S. citizen. What I was speaking to is an understanding that these are not reporters doing good work to try to keep the American government on us. They are actively recruiting agents to steal American secrets with the sole intent of destroying the American way of life. There's more, but how is it that...
Man, this sounds like some Red Scare stuff to me.
Yeah, how is it that putting out information about what the government's doing, which is what they did recently with their CIA revelations, the Vault 7, revealing the CIA has all kinds of hacking tools and can crack into iPhones and Androids and Windows and Linux and Mac. And
all these other things, yeah.
They're using televisions to spy on people. How is it that putting that information out there is the intent of destroying the American way of life? Unless he's equating the American way of life with the government being able to do anything they want to do without any accountability.
I think he understands the American way of life differently than I do.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only conclusion I could come to here.
It's just fear-mongering. I mean, it's just trying to make WikiLeaks out to be the bad guy. He goes on. He says, that is fundamentally different than a First Amendment activity as I understand them. That's what I was getting to. We have had administrations before that have been too squeamish about going after these people.
How frightening.
After some concept of this right to publish, nobody has the right to actively engage in the theft of secrets from American without the intent, I think he means the government, without the intent to do harm to it.
Are we to presume that this is said under the blessings of Donald Trump? This is the thing that I found to be the most frightening thing about Trump. Remember, it's not like I wanted Clinton by any stretch of the imagination.
Sure.
But Donald Trump is a thin-skinned little boy when it comes to people talking about him. Yeah. And, he doesn't like the press much from the beginning. The term the press. And I don't like most of the major press much either. But it's because they're pathetic little cowards and won't report on crap like this. It's because they don't have enough bravery. They want to report stories about Donald Trump's short little fingers or whatever it is that they want to report stories at just to see what he'll do. This is right here. This story should have been reported by one American press organization, and it hasn't been.
Well, maybe it has. We haven't looked, but he's saying he looked, and there really wasn't much of any coverage.
That's the claim from Glenn Greenwald, which is a brand that I tend to trust.
Yep, he's been really good with his reporting over the years. We're going to continue, because he's got more to say about this Pompeo character and just him openly threatening the First Amendment, openly threatening press freedoms. But if it's being done to an unpopular press agent like WikiLeaks, unpopular amongst the rest of the press, then apparently everybody's just standing by watching. Hour number two is coming up.
Funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.